I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. December began more bloodshed and violence in Nigeria. 4 Boko Haram attacks in 10 days. The Nigerian Senate allowed the state of emergency to expire without renewal. Meanwhile, displaced Christians are taking their frustrations to the streets. Open Doors' David Curry explains.
People need to understand how ineffectual the government of Nigeria has been. To those of us who are observing this closely, it seems as though they are intentionally dragging their feet in protecting these regions where Christians have been segregated.
Boko Haram's caliphate's expanding, crushing the church along the way. Christians are asking prayer for the strength to endure. You'll find out how to do that at our website. Next, a Christian aid worker in Afghanistan and his 2 kids were targeted and killed this weekend by the Taliban. Voice of the Martyrs USA and Vision Beyond Borders say the South African family had served in Afghanistan for over a decade. On Twitter, a Taliban spokesman took credit for the attack and called the terrorists who died martyrs. Pray for the safety and protection of Christ followers in Afghanistan. And do you remember us talking about the backpack project for kids in Abkhazia? Well, the backpacks have been delivered, says Greg Mangione of SOAR International. As the church is prepared to distribute the supplies to these kids, they're looking forward to another opportunity to impact their community for Christ. Want to help? Join SOAR in prayer and praise for the backpack project in Abkhazia.
Seeing the church is getting involved and coming alongside to them and helping assist them in their goal of reaching these people, there's plenty to pray for there, but just to see the action that these churches are taking is a huge praise in my book.
Mission Network News is a daily service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With your gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Aaron Schuss Christmas CD, Unto Us.
Unto us a child is born.
Call 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.